Svenja's response to Zara. Svenja needs to identify what Zara really meant, so this can become functioning communication and clarify the issue which Zara had addressed. What was the driving aspect of Zara's message? Again, looking at the four sides of a message and recalling this brief encounter between Zara and Svenja, which aspect do you think Svenja should focus on in her answer to Zara, and why?
Please use the boxes below to write your answers.